This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Association of Realtors, yes, that one of the big settlement last week about agent commissions, that group said this morning sales of existing homes, that is single-family homes, townhomes, condominiums, and co-ops, were up 9.5% in February from a month earlier, thanks in part, as we talked about earlier this week, to a growing supply of homes for sale, and it is in spite of still high mortgage rates and home prices. Those are not, though, the only things making homeownership more expensive. It's getting harder to find affordable home insurance, too. The insurance agency Maddox says premiums for new policies rose more than 8.5% last year on average, 24% for renewals, and they are likely to keep going up this year, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
As homeowners in Vero Beach, Florida, Marie Zuzak and her husband Jack have had their share of insurance problems. She's a retired city planner. He worked in biotech research. They own an older home that's more vulnerable than modern buildings to hurricanes. And 2 years ago, after being dropped a few times by different insurers and struggling to find an affordable plan, they finally gave up and went without standard homeowners insurance.
We just felt like for the value of the house, it wasn't worth the premiums.
That's Florida, where coastal living is just getting harder to insure. But the Zuzaks also own a house in Colorado, where they spend their summers in the fire-prone foothills near Boulder. And there,
we were dropped last year by our insurance company, along with many other people. They just left the area.
This is becoming a much more common story in many parts of the country. Amy Bach is executive director of United Policyholders, an advocacy group for insurance customers. She's been helping people navigate insurance issues in California, Louisiana, and Florida for years.
What is really new is that it's impacting people in Arizona and Oklahoma and New York, and it does feel like a national problem.
The main reason, she says, is climate change, which has increased the frequency and severity of droughts, wildfires, and extreme weather in many areas. And Bach says insurers are raising premiums or even pulling out of some markets to protect their bottom lines.
Increasingly severe and frequent weather disasters are here to stay because of climate change. And so they are projecting that their losses are going to continue to climb.
Climate modeling, drone footage, and other technology have also given insurers much more granular information about risk.
So while in the past they were insuring properties a lot more blindly, now, wow, look at that. There's a trampoline in that yard. I didn't know they had a trampoline. Wow, they have a lot of trees around their home. And these images that they're now buying are giving them the jitters.
And then there's inflation. Higher labor and materials costs make it more expensive to repair and replace damaged homes. Mark Friedlander is with the Insurance Information Institute, an industry-funded research and education group. He says between 2019 and 2022, replacement costs jumped 55%.
That's nearly four times the U.S. cumulative inflation rate during that same period, which ran about 15% total. So that's obviously a factor in determining insurance premiums.
Friedlander expects premiums will increase by double-digit percentages again this year after the property casualty insurance industry lost $38 billion on underwriting last year. That's also affecting home sales. Dane Taylorson is a senior loan advisor with Savvy Home Loans. He says mortgage lenders require homeowners to buy property insurance, but won't make a loan if a buyer's debt-to-income ratio is too high. He says higher mortgage interest rates are already pushing many buyers close to the limit.
If the insurance is going up and we're already close, that could cause that person not to get that home.
Taylorson says that's happening with about 15 to 20% of his clients right now. He can usually find them a more affordable policy to bring down their monthly payment, but with less coverage or higher deductibles. In Colorado, after a few months of calling different insurance companies and brokers and talking with neighbors, Marie Zuzak finally found another less comprehensive policy for $4,000 a year.
We just got a renewal notice and it's going to be $6,000. So it's a big increase, but we feel like we're just thankful to have any coverage.
She says climate change is going to be very expensive for everybody. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.